Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we're doing another Carbon School District Spotlight. So over the phone, we are joined by Wellington Elementary Principal Polly Vogranich. Principal Vogranich, thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So we like spotlighting these schools each week, and it's always interesting to kind of gain insight into what the start of the school year has been like. I mean, you're halfway through the first quarter now. We're almost at the end of September, which is crazy to think about. But what's the start of the school year been like for you guys over in Wellington?
You know, it has been a busy start of the school year. Our enrollment has gone up a little bit, so we have a lot more new students, which is awesome to have. So we're excited about that. But it's really been busy with all of the beginning of the year testing. Our teachers have been working really hard over the summer. They attended some trainings for a new language arts curriculum that we're implementing. And so it's good to see some new things being brought into the schools. And so we're pretty excited about all of that.
And it's always good to see those enrollment numbers go up, especially when statewide it seems like enrollment numbers are dropping. So being able to be an outlier there is always a good thing. And then with the Halloween season starting up here really soon, you guys have a very fun activity coming up with the PTA's Halloween Carnival. And that's going to be October 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Let's talk about that for a second. What are you most excited about for this Halloween Carnival?
Well, the PTA, you know, one of the things we don't like to do is we don't want to do something that would make the kids send them out to go sell door-to-door and things like that. So the PTA is always wanting funds to help support the activities that they do. I have an awesome group that want to do fun things with the kids. They do our spring field day. They provide dinners during SEPs for my teachers. Last year we set a goal for reading. They put on a fun, like, dance party for the kids. They provide books for the kids at Christmas. So they really do a lot. And so this was a way, this little fundraiser that they're wanting to do is just a way to help put some funds back in their budget to help with those activities. So they have put together this little kind of fundraiser that for every $100 that they earn through this carnival, the student government, I think that's who they selected, will get to throw pies at me. So I said, you know what? If it's going to go back to the kids, I'm great with it. So whatever we need to do to make it this a great experience for our kids, then I will do it. So that is what we're going to be doing. So it's kind of fun. So for every 100, if they raise 500, I get 5 pies. So it's going to be a fun activity.
And that's all the more incentive to get out there and get involved with these fundraisers. And I love the kids first approach that you're taking with this, being willing to not just put yourself out there, but have a pie thrown in your face in order to help benefit the kids. I think that's very admirable to go out and do. So props to you for that. And then also with the Halloween season comes along with a lot of classroom parties. So my question for you would be, if there are parents listening out there who want to get more involved in the classroom, how can they volunteer with the elementary?
You know, the only requirement that we really have is that they contact the district office and they get set up to have a background check. We do this for the safety of our children. Anyone who wants to come and volunteer and help at our school at any time during the school day or field trip, they are required to pass a background check. And I think that's a great way to keep our children safe. It doesn't cost them anything. It's just time for them to go and do this. And so if they want to help and they want to be a part, we are more than welcome to have them. We love having parents, and I think the more you can be a part of your child's education, the more you know what's going on, it's great for your kids. It's beneficial to be there for them.
Well, Principal Vogranich, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Nope. We're just excited for our new school year. We're moving forward and upward, and so it is going to be a great year.
Well, Principal Vogranich, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Wellington Elementary Principal Polly Vogranich, and we were doing another Carbon School District Spotlight. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.